BCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And we do thank you for joining us on Crosstalk, coming your way from VCY America. Ladies and gentlemen, today's topic may seem like an unusual one for a national talk show. And really, indeed it is, as most hosts would never entertain such a topic, thinking perhaps it's trite or foolish or that there's so much more important things to be talking about. Well, indeed, there is much to talk about, what's going on today in the news and the issues, but it's also critically important that we not forget a very important exercise in our spiritual lives. You see, the issues we're facing in our time are heavy issues. They are burdensome issues and sometimes seem to be quite overwhelming. I hear that oftentimes from the listeners. We provide a broad array of guests and topics on Crosstalk, informing, educating, warning as to where things are today in our society. And frankly, it's not a very pretty picture. And I'll tell you this, things are not getting any better. But our true hope is not in the things of this world. Do you remember in Acts chapter 16 where Paul and Silas were put into prison? I mean, Paul had cast a demon out of a certain damsel. Her master saw their livelihood was gone. Paul and Silas were apprehended, taking them into the market square and complaining to authorities that these men were troubling the city. The multitude rose up against them. The magistrates commanded them to be beaten. The Bible says that many stripes were laid on them. They were cast into prison and they had their feet put into stocks. And in Acts chapter 16, verse 25, it says, "And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Their response to the trouble, the beatings and the whippings, then imprisonment, and then have their aching bodies put into stocks, their response? They prayed and sang praises to God." Now, as you read that passage further, you'll see the net result. The jailer came to know Christ as a Savior. The jailer's family came to know Christ as Savior. We see also David wrote, as it's recorded in Psalm 43, verse 5, he wrote this, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God." At such times when we are cast down and literally overwhelmed, we need to hope in God. We need to praise God. In Psalm chapter 34, it's recorded, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears." You seem all fearful, overwhelming? It's calling out to God. Habakkuk wrote this. He said, "Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and will make me to walk upon mine high places." Hebrews 13:15 says this, "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving praise to his name." Peter wrote, as recorded in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Let me give you one other illustration from Scripture. There's many. But think about the evil times in which the prophet Jeremiah lived. I mean, he tried to warn over and over again for the people to repent, to stop their backsliding, return to God, and his message was rejected. Jeremiah was beaten. He was put into stocks. He was accused of being a liar. God gave him a message that he had written on a scroll, and the king burned it. It was Jeremiah that was put into a miry dungeon where he sank down in the mud. His life was under threat, and yet he wrote as recorded in Jeremiah chapter 17, "Hear me, O Lord, heal me, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise." Imagine having that attitude, "Thou art my praise." So, my listening friend, amidst the troubling times in which we are in today, we're going to devote today's program to praising the Lord. And as I open the phone lines today, I'm going to ask you to complete this phrase, "Today I'm praising the Lord for." Now, we've done this before in Crosstalk, but it's been over a couple of years since we've had this pause for praise, and today's program, Praising God in Troublesome Times. And we'd like you to just complete that phrase today. "Today I'm praising the Lord for." And here is a number to call. It's 1-800-733-9829. Oh, yes, the issues are many. They're troublesome. We've got many more lined up here in the days to come. But friends, today, following the troublesome times that we saw Paul and Silas in, following the troublesome times that we saw the prophet Jeremiah in, and the times of Habakkuk and many other writers of Scripture, the psalmist David as well, today we're going to praise God in troublesome times. It may just be a sentence you have to share today, but just finish this phrase, "Today I'm praising the Lord for." You pick up the phone lines. I see every line is busy right now. And as soon as you hear somebody hang up, that's your opportunity to give a call and just finish that phrase, "Today I'm praising the Lord for." The times are critical. The issues we're facing are crucial, and they're not going to get better. Oh, friends, we're called to be salt and light, but we're also called upon to praise the name of the Lord. So let's go to the phone lines here today on Crosstalk. We're going to begin with Dave in Kenosha. Dave, I'm praising the Lord for.
I'm praising the Father for thanks be unto Him who's always leading and causing us to triumph in victory, and secondly, in 2 Chronicles 20, and when they, 20 verse 22, and when they began to sing and praise the Lord, set ambushes against the children of Ammon, Moab, Mount Seir, which was come against Judah, and they were smitten. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Dave. And let's go to Aaron in London, Kentucky. Today I'm praising the Lord for.
I'm praising the Lord for the call in my life and the turning me around from this evil, sinful life that man is easy to be deceived into living, and I'm just so thankful for all he does for me.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you for the call. Victoria in Pleasant Prairie, I'm praising the Lord for.
Praising the Lord for his goodness, just for being good to people, for showing his love and compassion and comforting people, helping all of our kids and just encouraging us. Giving us light, even though things don't look so good, but just keeping our minds focused on Him and taking away anxiety and depression, helping the elderly folks that are in the nursing homes and giving them comfort too, and just being the good spirit. And Nehemiah chapter 9 says that the Lord is the good spirit.
Thank you for your call here, Victoria. And let's go next to Joe in Laval, Wisconsin. I'm praising the Lord for.
Standard deduction on our tax forms. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Karen in Pennsylvania, I'm praising the Lord for.
Yes, I'm praising the Lord for the local church. I know that God set it up, and as times get darker, it's nice to have that body of believers around that help you and encourage you.
Amen. Amen, indeed. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's go to Willie next in Milwaukee. I'm praising the Lord for.
I'm praising the Lord, Jim, for my son. We both have the same name, Willie Thompson, and I'm praising that he will go to me to court so that we can clear our names, and it'll be clear in the courts.
Very good. Thank you, Willie. Debbie in Zanesville, Ohio, I'm praising the Lord for.
Yes, praise the Lord for just life, and it says in the Bible, I will give thee life more abundantly, and I just praise Him for each breath that I take.
Amen.
Praise God, Jim.
Indeed. Thank you for your call. Gordon in Sockville, I'm praising the Lord for.
For the salvation of my wife and for the other people that I've helped and my brother on his deathbed that he came to the knowledge of the Lord, too, yeah. I think. At least when he was there, before I talked with him, he was like he was trying to get out of bed. Mm. After I talked with him, the next day I stopped, and he was just as calm as could be. So I have to praise the Lord for that and the other people, my father and other people that were involved. Mm.
Thank you for your call here today. And friends, I've got a couple open phone lines. Just keep dialing as soon as you hear somebody hang up. That line is open, 800-733-9829. Christine in Myerstown, Pennsylvania, I'm praising the Lord for.
For our recently adopted two-year-old grandson, and that family and my husband and I live in an area where we see Christian, Bible verses on yard signs because it's a plain community. And I know not everybody is so blessed, but God is good, and he blessed us with a Christian heritage, my parents and my in-laws who are with the Lord now.
Amen. Thank you for your call. Let's go next to Skip in Tucson, Arizona. I'm praising the Lord for.
Yes, I'm praising the Lord for the things he has done in the past, what he's going to do in the present, and what he's going to do in the future. But I'm also praising him for his grace and his mercy.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for the call. Let's go next to Rapid City, South Dakota. Tim, I'm praising the Lord for.
I'm praising the Lord for the word that God has everything under control. And I'm praising the Lord that our kids know Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior.
Amen. Amen. Thanks for calling. Josh in Waukesha, Wisconsin. I'm praising the Lord for.
All right. You know, the Messiah said he fulfilled our joy, and I'm praising the Messiah, Yeshua, that he also did not do away with the law, but fulfilled it, just like he fulfilled our joy and gave us the opportunity to have forgiveness for when we break that law and be able to walk out repentance and sanctification and continue to obey as much as we're able and all of that.
Thank you, Josh. Raymond in Milwaukee, I'm praising the Lord for. Hello, Raymond.
Yes, I'm praising the Lord for WVCY that changed my life, and now I have tons of opportunities to be a witness for his glory.
Amen. Praise God for that. Billy in Iowa, I'm praising the Lord for.
For salvation and mercy that endures forever.
Amen.
My third son, he had been backslid for a while. Thank the Lord he got back to Jesus last year and sanctified his heart. And then 3 months later, his wife, which had never gone to church much at all, 3 months later she got saved. And now both of them is walking in the light, and I'm just rejoicing in my Savior myself.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much.
Praise him for that.
Amen. And we're going to take a quick 60-second break. We'll come right back to your call. So continue calling us here. I see all the lines are packed out once again. But friends, we'll be back in just 1 minute as we're praising God in troublesome times. You're listening to Crosstalk coming your way from the VCY America Network.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, president of the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, did plants evolve?
Chris, according to evolution, both plants and animals evolved from an original single-cell organism which itself came from non-living chemicals. If you look in a book on plant evolution, you'll see many references to plants changing into other types. But when you look for the evidence, you'll be disappointed. Now, there is a lot of evidence that plants have varied over the years, but did they evolve from something else? We have lots of different kinds of algae and ferns and flowering plants, but no clue that any of these basic categories evolved from another. Each were created separately, just like it says in Scripture. In Genesis, we read that God created each basic type after their kind, not by changing one kind into another. Face it, Chris, evolution didn't happen. Now creation, that happened. And we read about that when we go back to Genesis.
Thanks, Dr. Morris. This is Chris O'Brien. Thanks for tuning in.
As I began today's program, look back in Scripture at just a few occasions in which there were troublesome times and troublesome issues that were going on, and the response was that of praising the Lord. Friends, what God has before ordained indeed is going to come to pass. Our hope is found in Jesus. It's not who occupies the courts or the White House or state houses. It's who occupies your heart that is so important. Let's go back to the phone lines here today as we're having you finish the phrase, "Today I'm praising the Lord for." And as you hear somebody hang up, that's an opportunity for you to call in. That line will be free. And you can jot down the number, which is 1-800-729. I make that 1-800-733-9829. 800-733-9829. We'll continue with Joe in Wisconsin. "I'm praising the Lord for." Hello, Joe.
Hey, I'm praising the Lord. I'm a recovering alcoholic and addict, but I'm not an alcoholic or an addict anymore. I mean, God took it away from me, and I can help other people get sober. Amen. And he put up the Holy Spirit. I got saved when I was 18, and I'm 57 now, 15 years sober.
Mm-hmm.
And I got 15 years sober without going to AA.
Well, praise the Lord for that, Joe. Thank you for the call. Barry in Tennessee, "I'm praising the Lord for."
"I'm praising the Lord for his faithfulness to his people. Even though a lot of times when we're not faithful to him, he's faithful to us. I'm thanking him for the power of the tool of prayer that he's given us to be able to intercede for others and for our own needs. And he's faithful to answer those prayers when we wait upon him."
Amen. Thank you for the call. We've got Eddie next in Fort Worth, Texas. "I'm praising the Lord for."
"I'm praising the Lord for being clothed in my right mind as well as my family."
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eddie. We've got Ella next in Des Moines, Iowa, "praising the Lord for."
"I'm praising the Lord today because the world told me that I was born a certain way and that it was impossible for me to change. And he said, oh, yeah, so he changed me from being bisexual into being heterosexual. He can do it. He can save anyone. And I'm praying also and, well, thankful also for the others that will be saved as well in the future. Thank you, God."
Thank you, Ella, for your call. Indeed, God made them male and female. Adriana in Texas, "I'm praising the Lord for."
"For his faithfulness to his creation."
Amen. Thank you, Adriana. And we've got Scott next in, Clarksburg, West Virginia, "praising the Lord for."
The poem of life that God has given us, it goes, "The ways of this life is futile. Man is cursed, having no rest. Just as the sun rises and beats down, in the evening it is sure to set. We yearn for tomorrow, yet on it frown, knowing it to be one day closer to death. But Christ the King was crowned, and he's coming to fulfill the promise that he left."
Indeed. Amen. Thank you for sharing that here today. Well, let's go next to Arlington, Texas, and we have Nick calling. "I'm praising the Lord for." Go ahead, Nick. You're on the air.
Hello.
You're on the air, Nick. Go ahead. Nick, yes. Don't turn down the radio, please. Listen to the phone.
Hello, yes. My name is Nick. Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Nick, talk right into your phone piece, please. Okay. We're having some problems there. We'll put you on hold. We'll try and come back to you in just a moment. Michelle in Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. "I'm praising the Lord for."
"I am praising the Lord for my surrendered heart. And I want to thank Jesus every day. And I also want to thank him. I have a son who's in the VA, who's been on a ventilator. And he is coming off today. Oh, praise God."
Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Michelle. Nick, we're going to try you again in Arlington. Talk right into your phone. Make sure your radio is down. "I'm praising the Lord for."
Okay.
Nick, please go ahead. Okay, we're going to have to go to Bob in Elroy, Wisconsin. "I'm praising the Lord for."
"Praising the Lord for each day of new life and, again, another opportunity to serve him and to speak to others before it's too late. The rapture's coming, and I'm glad that everybody that's called in agrees with me. Thank you."
Okay, Bob, thank you for your call. Blair in Greenville, South Carolina, "I'm praising the Lord for."
"I'm just praising the Lord for saving a wretch like me and my family."
Indeed. Thank you for the call. Michelle in Ohio, "I'm praising the Lord for."
I'm praising the Lord for knowing the name of Jesus. It's so precious that I know his name when so many others don't.
Yeah.
And I just pray that all come to hear the glory of the Lord. And I thank and praise him for helping me to walk again. I was told I would never walk again on my own by 14 specialists. But they don't know my Jesus, and my Jesus had other plans for me. So I'm upright still, and I'm grateful for that.
Thank you, Michelle. Appreciate your call here today. Alan, Bridgeport, West Virginia, you're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call, Brother Jim. I appreciate it. And hey, God bless all you saints, as Courtney used to say. And but, hey, I'm thankful to God for his son, because without his son, Jim, we don't have a chance, brother.
Indeed. Indeed. Thank you. Such an important reminder today, taking time to praise the Lord in troublesome times. Carol in Manawa, Wisconsin, I'm praising the Lord for.
I am praising the Lord for his word. I love his word. It's living and it's powerful. And when you read it, it provides wisdom. And when you read it, you're filled with joy. And if everybody just got into the word every day, there is so much there that he gives you. And I'm just so thankful that we have Bibles in our country that we can read his word.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for the call. And friends, just a reminder, when you get on hold here, that you are have the radio down, because there is delay, so you're not confused by that. Be sure you're listening in on your telephone. Let's go next to Andy in Pasco, Washington. I'm praising the Lord for.
I am praising the Lord for my salvation and the everlasting life that he promised us through Jesus. I'm giving thanks for amazing church that we have out here in Pasco, Ruby Baptist Church, and Pastor Paisley and Pastor Griffin and Pastor Auro and all of my amazing family members that also are in Christ. And I give him thanks that I was able to open my eyes today and take a deep breath, you know, because every day the Lord deserves all the honor and glory.
Amen.
And thank you
Amen.
For taking my call.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. William in East Troy, Wisconsin, praising the Lord for.
Praising the Lord for his creation, praising the Lord for the fact that he got it right the first time and that he created us male and female. Praising the Lord that his mercy endures forever, the fact that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, that the truth of God's word never changes either. Truth never changes. Praise God for WVCY and the staff over there, and praising God that even through trials, he's there to help us.
Amen.
Praise God for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you,
Brother Jim.
Thank you, William. Tom in Fort Scott, Kansas, you're next.
Yes, Jim. Thank you very much. I just praise God for his grace, his love, his mercy, and for allowing me to share his truth with people I go everywhere.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
God bless you. Thanks for calling. David in Phoenix, Arizona, I'm praising the Lord for. Hello, David.
Yes. I'm praising the Lord for he is God. God only is worthy of praise. I'm praising him for VCY America. I thank him every day for VCY America.
Amen.
And all these things. Amen. I'm praising him for the new life he's given me. As it were, scales from my eyes and allowing me to actually see what the connection between the prophecies and what's happening in the world. I never saw this before. I never saw it, but he's given me new life. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, David. Sandy in Clarksburg, West Virginia, I'm praising the Lord for.
I praise Jesus Christ for he never fails. And he in all of our life situations, he is always with us, no matter where we are. And I praise him for all my brothers and sisters in Christ throughout the world. And thank you for taking my phone call.
God bless you. God bless you as well. Lauren in Los Angeles, California, I'm praising the Lord for.
Hello, thank you so much. I'm praising the Lord for his omnipotence, that when we pray, he hears us. And when he talks to us directly, I'm praising the Lord for giving us the gift, the incredible gift of him talking to us directly when we know God spoke to us. What a blessing that is. And praise the Lord for his omnipotence and his omnipresence.
Thank you so much for your call. Patsy is next, Cookeville, Tennessee. What are you praising the Lord for?
Yes, Jim, I'm praising the Lord for loving me so much that he sent his son for me and that he gave me a forgiving heart because I was recently burglarized while I was out shopping. They stole my wallet, but I have to forgive them even though they got away. God gave me a forgiving heart. And I just want to thank him so much because I know without him, I could not get through a day without him.
Yeah.
And thank you for your radio station, the King of Kings Radio, and your program, Jim. Thank you.
God bless you, Patsy. Thank you for the call. We've got Steve next in Burnham, Wisconsin. Burnham Wood, Steve, go ahead.
Thank you, Jim. I want to praise the Lord for Psalm 37, which tells me that he will take care of the evil one and deliver us from him.
Indeed. Thank you. Cordell in Lexington, Kentucky, praising the Lord for.
Thank you. I'm praising the Lord for all the people that make it possible for us to listen to the radio with all the preachers from Mr. Charles Swindoll to every one of them, and praise God for my daddy, who is 97 years old, and praise God for waking me up this morning that I can able to work, and thanks to you for bringing your program to us. Praise the Lord.
God bless you, Cordell. Thanks for calling. Let's see, we've got Lori next in Michigan, praising the Lord for.
I'd like to praise the Lord for Isaiah 59, and behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. Praise God for the mercy of reaching down and pulling so many of us out of darkness and bringing us into his great and wonderful light.
Indeed. Thank you, Lori, for the call. Don is next in Pensacola. I'm praising the Lord for.
My King James Bible, 46 years in Christ, because the entrance of thy words giveth light. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Don. Chris in Walworth, I'm praising the Lord for.
I'd like to praise the Lord for 30 years of sobriety in AA and the ability to carry the message or the gospel to people who would not otherwise hear it.
Amen. Thank you, Chris. And our number, jot it down, 800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. Seth in Ohio, I'm praising the Lord for.
For his mercy and long-suffering on this country, which turned against him.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. And thank you. And let's see, just 20 seconds to the break, so we'll take the break and we'll come back to more calls. As I look at the lines, I see three open lines at the moment. So we do invite your continued calls. I know some of you are trying and seem always busy, but we encourage you to continue on and reach out to us here at 800-733-9829. Praising God in Troublesome Times, our topic here today on Crosstalk. And we trust that today's program is one that's even lifting your spirit amidst the trials, the struggles, the heartaches that are going on in the world around us, that our eyes are lifted heavenward and giving God the praise. Back in 1 minute here on Crosstalk.
From the invention of writing, this world has been mostly ruled by kings. Power which concentrates into the hands of one person often rewards his friends, though, and punishes his enemies. The King of England was the most powerful king this planet had seen. So when Americans got the chance, they set up a government as far from a king as possible. A republic where the people are king, ruling through their representatives. How do republics rise and fall? How did 45 countries fall to communist dictators? Are these tactics used in America today? These and other issues are addressed in the book, Who is the King in America? By William Federer. This book provides the reader with an overview of 6,000 years of history and why America is unique. Discover the keys to preserving the freedoms of America's republic. Who is the King in America? It's available for a donation of $18 or more. Ask for it when you call 1-800-729-9829. That's 1-800-729-9829. We'll be right back.
Yes, the line's filled up here again, and we'll have some more vacant in just a moment. But we're looking today at praising God in troublesome times. We looked at just a couple of individuals from Scripture, and this was their response when Paul and Silas were beaten and put into prison, had their feet fast in the stocks, and they prayed, sang praises to God at midnight. We see also, as we mentioned, Jeremiah, who praised and thanked God and praised him even when he went through as much as he did throughout Scripture itself. And something that we can learn from these individuals and so many more is that of praising God. And that's why we are doing so. These individuals lived in troublesome times. We are also living in troublesome times. Today we're taking this pause out of the heavy issues in order to praise God in these troublesome times. Lines are packed. Let's go right back to them. Peggy's been holding the longest in Milwaukee. Peggy, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm praising the Lord for his word, for paying the penalty for all of my sins and all of those of each family member, for amazing parents, for the salvation of all of my immediate family members, our health, our teaching pastors, for the power of prayer and his Holy Spirit, for his abundant provision and protection from evil for us, for the steadfastness of First Vic, and then you, Jim, and Christian radio, TV, and books, and the help of my siblings, cousin, and friends. Thank you.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Peggy. Amen. Let's go to Tracy next in Oconomowoc. I'm praising the Lord for.
Hi, yes. I'm praising the Lord for community in the church and friendships, and I'm also praising the Lord for the spiritual gifts that he bestows upon us, that we could be closer to him with them. Also, I am praising the Lord for my church. Thank you.
Dallas and Martin, Ohio, praising the Lord for.
I'm praising the Lord for letting me see, saving my soul and letting me see the true light of God. Because when you see the true light, you want to serve him from daylight till dark, loving him, loving others, and living in his word as a fish lives in water. God bless you.
Thank you, Dallas. Let's go to Sue next, Kenosha, Wisconsin, praising the Lord for.
I'm praising the Lord for everlasting life and the promise of heaven. That my husband, who passed away over a year ago now, is with the Lord because he trusted Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life, and he who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live, and whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?
Indeed. Indeed. God bless you, Sue.
Thank you.
Shannon in Greenfield, Wisconsin. I'm praising the Lord for.
Well, I'm praising the Lord for providing wisdom and the patience to utilize the wisdom properly, which helps a lot. And also, I'm praising the Lord for our ever-increasing attendance at Union Grove Baptist Church. Mm.
Thank you, Shannon, for the call.
Thank you.
Mickey is next in Arlington, Texas, praising the Lord for.
Yes, my name is Nick. I'm praising the Lord because he saved my throat from cancer, lung cancer, throat cancer. And now for the rest of my life, I get to worship him and praise him and sing songs and tell him how much I love him every single day.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for calling. Thomas in Green Valley, Arizona. What are you praising the Lord for today?
Hi, Jim. I'm praising the Lord because the older I get, I'm 73, I realize that unfortunately, a lot of people were not privileged like I was to be raised in a born-again, Bible-believing family and to find out about the Lord at a very early age. Yeah. And I just pray that more people in our country will realize that Jesus is coming soon and we have to get our life correct with God.
Amen. Amen. Thanks for calling. Betty in Lubbock, Texas, praising the Lord for.
I'm praising the Lord for his presence to me every day.
Amen. Thank you for calling. Judy in Racine, Wisconsin, praising the Lord for.
I'm praising the Lord for VCY, that you share the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that you make us aware of what's happening in our world. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Douglas in Lansing, Michigan, what are you praising the Lord for?
Yes, I am praising the Lord for the power of I got to witness. Christ be her personal savior.
Okay, we got bits and pieces of what you had to say there. I had some cell phone cutouts, but thank you for the call. Julie in Pensacola, Florida, praising the Lord for.
I'm praising the Lord for his wonderful gift of salvation. At 36 years old, I got saved, and had it been my true family on earth, I wouldn't have gotten saved. But the Lord reached his hand out one day and just showed me his word, and I'm just thankful that he did.
Amen.
He didn't let me go.
Thank you for calling. Tim in Mitchell, South Dakota, I'm praising the Lord for.
I'm praising the Lord.
Go ahead, Tim.
Okay, I'm praising the Lord for 30 years ago. I was here.
Thank you for your call. Elizabeth in Tennessee, I'm praising the Lord for.
Yes, there's so much to praise the Lord for. I praise the Lord for his precious son, Jesus, and that he is always there. And he said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee.
Right, indeed. Thank you for your call. Three lines open right now, 800-733-9829. Derek is next in Cookeville, Tennessee. And Derek, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm thanking the Lord and praising the Lord for 10 years ago. I had an aneurysm, didn't even know it. God, somehow I went to the doctor, and they saved me. So thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. We praise him. And friends, we are taking this pause to praise God amidst the troublesome times in which we live. It keeps your eyes focused heavenward, doesn't it, rather than around the circumstances that we're in? Let's go next to Franklin, Wisconsin. We have Denise calling. Denise, praising the Lord for.
I'm having so much time with my mother last year before she died in July. And that he saved my son's life.
Hmm.
My son was so desperate last Friday, he almost took his life. That's new. That's never happened to us. And 2 days later, 48 hours later, my son's mind was turned around. So we're praying for him to turn to God.
Indeed.
Thank you.
Indeed. Thank you. And listeners, join her in prayer for this request as well. Dennis in Viroqua, Wisconsin, praising the Lord for.
Thank you.
Hello, Dennis. Okay, got to put the phone on. Don't listen to the radio. Listen to the phone, please. Let's go. We'll come back to you. So stay with us, Dennis. Herman in Kenosha, I'm praising the Lord for.
I'm praising the Lord for his glorious, wonderful, incredible future that awaits all his children. And as Jimmy DeYoung would say, keep looking up.
Yeah.
This could be today.
Indeed.
God bless all you.
Thank you for calling.
Amen.
Joanne in Greendale, I'm praising the Lord for.
Yes, my salvation, my health, soundness of mind, and VCY.
Thank you for your call. We're going to try Dennis again here in Viroqua. I'm praising the Lord for. Okay, and we lost Dennis. Joseph in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm praising the Lord for.
Leaving the Bible for us to learn and teach the other ones.
Okay, I had a hard time hearing what you had to say, Joseph.
Okay, leaving the Bible for us. And teach you and learn for other ones.
Okay, thank you so much. Yolanda in Oak Creek, I'm praising the Lord for.
Grace and mercy, favor and blessing. Thank you.
Thank you for your call here today on Crosstalk here on VCY America. And we're taking your calls. We're going next to Santana, Arizona. And Leo, I'm praising the Lord for.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I would like to praise the Lord for my wife, Kimberly Moore. And I would like to praise the wife. Like to praise the Lord for answering a prayer that I prayed many years ago at a teen challenge for gospel businessman meeting. And that prayer was to be able to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit in the midst of the chaos.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank God today and I praise God today for every person that is called in, because the word of God says that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So I thank God and I praise God for every individual that has called in today, because each of us are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Thank you all so much today.
Thank you for your call. Judy in Liberty, Kentucky, praising the Lord for.
I just want to thank God for his goodness and mercy. I want to thank him for his word, because his word is alive.
Indeed.
And I want to thank him for saving my soul and for my children and for this station.
Thank you, Judy. Christian in Scottsdale, Arizona, hey, what are you praising the Lord for?
Praising the Lord for good health and good work and honest work.
Very good. Thank you. Jeff is next in Appleton, praising the Lord for.
Yes, I want to praise the Lord because he delivered me out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of his love. He put a new song in my heart, even praise to our God. And just that the joy of the Lord is my strength. And then just really the last thing would be, truly I would have lost heart unless I had believed I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Mm-hmm. He caused me to wait upon the Lord, be strong and of good courage, and he strengthened my heart. So I praise him every day. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Jeff. Let's go next to Mike out of Cookeville, Tennessee. Go ahead, Mike.
Thank you, Jim. I'm praising the Lord for all these testimonies. It's really encouraged my heart and caused me to praise the Lord today. Thank you for doing that.
Indeed. Thank you for the call. And that's, you know, that's really what our goal is with this program today, because we can be consumed with all that's going on in this world, our heart are heavy with grief as to the direction our nation has taken and our nation's leaders are taken on so many different issues. We see what's afoot at the United Nations and so much more. But our hope is in God, and certainly to keep our eyes focused on him. Let's go next to Atlanta, Georgia, and Leroy, thanks for calling. You're praising God for.
Hey, Jim, two things. For the promise he made that his word will not return void, and the other, for taking the time to become his creation and know what we're going through.
Yeah.
And laying down his life to pick it back up, that we may be forgiven for sin and be with him in eternity.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Leroy.
All right.
Bye-bye now. And from Georgia, let's go to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Ginny, you're praising the Lord for.
I just give thanks and praise to Jesus for his sacrifice on good.
Indeed.
Not worthy, but he did it because he loves us so much. And the resurrection of him to give us his Holy Spirit to live in him with hope, joy, peace, and purpose to share his love and forgiveness to all those that we can just encounter and never give up hope that there will always be someone around the corner to share his love with. So I pray for our nation and give thanks that he has not given up on America.
Indeed. Thank you, Ginny. Thank you for the call from Milwaukee. And let's go to Bronx, New York. And Angel, I'm praising the Lord for.
Well, 2018, God has gifted me to use my Google Home smart speaker to listen to you guys. And fast forward, in 2023, I was flipping through the radio and I heard scripture on 103.9 FM, and the second I heard, I had to turn the radio down and started clapping and praising God. And I was like, oh, I did not listen to the announcement that you guys were coming on in New York. You know that God is the God that can do many surprises. More about that during the Days of Praise show, Don. God bless you.
God bless you, Angel. Thank you for your call from New York, and what a joy it is to hear from so many of you. We are up against a break, so we'll take the 60-second break. We'll come back to more of your phone calls here, even for the final segment of Praising God in Troublesome Times. Back in just 1 minute, this is Crosstalk coming your way from the VCY America Network.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. Google CEO says he doesn't fully understand how new artificial program called Bard works. After it taught itself a foreign language, it was not trained to know. And then it cited a fake book or a collection of fake books to solve an economics problem. That was a headline at the Daily Mail. Here's the issue. How do we know that Satan won't use technology and artificial intelligence as a demonic platform? Do we see the merging of demonism and technology in the Bible? I think we do in Genesis chapter 10 and 11 in the Tower of Babel. I also think we see it clearly in Revelation 13, where you have an image set up in the temple, the tribulation temple that speaks words of blasphemy. Many of the UFOs today that are cited, I believe, are indeed demons using so-called technology to deceive people. So be aware.
Isn't it refreshing to hear these calls from all across the nation? Sometimes we think we're the only one. But as Elijah was told, there's still 7,000 that haven't bowed the knee to Baal. And today we're taking time to praise God in troublesome times. We're going right back to the phones. Holding the longest has been Linda in Cookeville, Tennessee. Hi, Linda. I'm praising the Lord for.
Yes. In John chapter 20, it says that Jesus, when he rose from the grave, came to the disciples that evening. And it says, "Peace be unto you," he said to his disciples. And when he had so said, he showed them his hands and his side. And the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. And I'm so thankful for the death, burial, and resurrection, and that we that hear, believe, are given eternal life. And just praise the Lord for all of his goodness. And thank you so much for your broadcasting. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Linda. Thanks for the call. From Tennessee, let's go to Florida. And we have Velma next. Velma, praising the Lord for.
I'm praising the Lord for everything. He woke me up today. He saved me during the hurricane in Florida. I survived. I came from Africa to the war. I survived from the war in Liberia. He had blessed me with everything I need, with a family. He had saved us. And I just thank him ever so much for this radio station and for everyone out there spreading the good news.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for your call. Judy is next in Pennsylvania. I'm praising the Lord for.
Yes, I'm praising the Lord for his love for me, for Jesus who died on the cross. And I thank him for the food on my table. And I ask for prayers for some family members and for my eyes. And I thank you so much for your radio station.
Thank you, Judy. Mike in Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin, praising the Lord for.
I'm praising the Lord for two divine private revelations I've had in my life. Nothing has been astounding as that. Absolutely nothing. And I can only praise him and thank him.
Okay, thank you so much. Lat in Racine, I'm praising the Lord for.
I'm praising the Lord for when I was 34 years old, I heard a message on VCY from Charles Stanley, and I thought I was a Christian, and I found out I wasn't a Christian. I repented of my sins, and I turned my life over to Jesus Christ, and I just praise God for VCY America, and that through your message, the Holy Spirit worked in me, and I was saved from that message I heard on your radio station.
To God be the glory. Thank you, Lat. We've got Dave next in Minnesota. I'm praising the Lord for.
Yes, I'm praising that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and a revelation in the knowledge of him. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you will know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and also for what is the surpassing greatness of his great power toward us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might.
Thank you, Dave. We've got Michael next in Dousman, Wisconsin, praising the Lord for.
Hi, Jim. I love to praise the Lord right now for his righteousness. Knowing the truth is the best blessing I've had in my life, to know that I have something perfect to stand on in every given situation in this disgusting world we live in. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you. Brad is next in Gregory, South Dakota, praising the Lord for.
I want to pray. I know he's passed on, but I want to praise the Lord for Vic Eliason listening to the Lord. Otherwise, we wouldn't be listening to you today.
Yeah, indeed. And today is your anniversary. Your station came on the air on this very day back in 1987.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you for the call.
Yep. Thanks.
Bye. Bye-bye. Dave in Milwaukee, praising the Lord for.
Hello, Jim. I'm praising the Lord for calling me out of darkness into his glorious light some 29 years ago.
Amen.
I'm also thankful for my church, which you happen to be delivering a beautiful message on Saturday at the Baptist for Life rally. Thank you very much for that message, and I'd like to know that we're all praying for you and the BCY staff and your safety.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much, Dave.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye now. Mark is next. Black River Falls, I'm praising the Lord for. Hello, Mark. Go ahead.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Yes, I'm praising the Lord for my glaucoma, which is an eye disease. It can cause blindness, and I've lost vision already. And I'm thanking the Lord for dementia that I've been dealing with as well. Because I have to know that the Lord doesn't let things happen like that without a purpose.
Yeah.
And I'm trusting Him through it.
Amen. Thank you for calling. John in Arizona, I'm praising the Lord for.
Yeah, I'm praising the Lord for His mercy, His faithfulness in my life. Blessing me with a wonderful wife. Kids that have got a relationship with Jesus Christ. Also thank Him for this nation. I've been to a few nations, and this is still the best, even though we're struggling. I want to thank Him for a wonderful church that preaches the gospel and also calling me to preach His word.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, John, for the call. Don in Rogers, Minnesota, I'm praising the Lord for.
Yeah, Jim, 52 years ago at the age of 18, I broke my neck in a motorcycle accident caused by a hit-and-run drunk driver. I praise the Lord for the 19,235 days He gave me as a quadriplegic.
Hmm. Wow. God bless you, Don. Thank you for your testimony. And certainly talking about praising God in difficult times. Alice in Ishpeming, Michigan, I believe you're our final call today. I'm praising the Lord for. Go ahead, Alice. Alice, go ahead, please. Okay. Looks like we lost Alice there on the phone lines here today. Friends, let me just remind us, and this matter of praising God in troublesome times is so very, very important. Because we know that we're going through times of great difficulty and challenge in this life, and it's easy to get discouraged. It's easy to want to crawl into a cave somewhere and go back into its inner recesses. But friends, we can praise God, knowing He is in control. We can trust Him through difficult times, just as we saw the illustrations we gave of Paul and Silas and Habakkuk, and from the psalmist David, and even from Jeremiah, who lived as well, who bore testimony in the difficult times in which they lived to praise God. Something we can learn from them, and we trust today's program is an encouragement to you to help you grow in your walk in the grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, so critically important in times just like these. So friends, as we hear and cover the news of the day and cover the issues, let's remember always to praise the Lord.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.